can you tell me a bit about PlayersNet, please?
Yeah, PlayersNet is an independent support service for current players, ex-players, and parents across football. Basically, anyone kind of in football, really, ranging from kind of grassroots level to professional. And we're basically just a service that we can kind of offer many things in terms of support, you know, mental health, what we're kind of, what players are going through, different kind of situations where, you know, they feel that they can actually talk to somebody. So yeah, that's who we are. And yeah, so we've got kind of people involved. It's just doing it for the love of the game, really. We've got proper football people, and we're experienced, and it's just offering that level of support service to you know, to players and parents across the country.
Were you a young footballer, and what was your involvement with Woking FC and AFC Wimbledon?
Well, I was part of a football academy for Woking Football Club, which was it's actually the best days of my life. We trained Monday to Friday. We had games at the weekend, and it was just incredible. So they was from the ages of 15 till 18. So I was at Woking for 3 years, which I really enjoyed. And then I went to AFC Wimbledon. So I wouldn't really say I was a professional footballer, to be honest with you. I'm not kind of going down that road, but I was, you know, I played semi-pro for a short while. And then I played for Wembley and a few other teams. But yeah, so I've been involved in the game for a long time.
Can you tell us a bit about what it was like as a young footballer trying to break into the game?
Well, for me, football was everything. I, you know, sacrificed a lot of things, my fitness, my health, not going out with all my friends, kind of clubbing every single week. So I was actually quite kind of disciplined. And for some reason, you know, one reason or not, I obviously didn't kind of make the grade. So obviously wasn't quite good enough. But for me, because I have so much energy and thought, you know, I breathed football every single day. It was just all I wanted to do was just, you know, be a footballer, really. So when I obviously eventually didn't make it at Woking, and AFC Wimbledon didn't kind of get off the contract or anything, I was absolutely gutted, to be honest with you. So I had to bounce back and you know, rejig my plans, which for me was really, really hard to take.
How did you cope with that?
Well, I think the difficult thing for me, and I'm going to be really honest here, actually, not kind of, I haven't really spoken about this before, but when I left Woking, I was 18 years old, so I've just literally just been released, and didn't know where to turn, to be honest with you. I didn't know if I was still going to be a footballer, whether I was going to get a second chance. So I mean, I'm not kind of proud of kind of saying this, but as soon as I got told that I was being released on that day, I literally drove to the newsagents, brought a big bottle of whiskey, and I went to the park, and I was just thinking about just absolutely downing it, because it was the right thing to do, which in reflection, it's the most ridiculous thing to do. I didn't do it in the end. And I just went home, and I think I just, you know, just kind of shut off for a week or two. But I was in quite a dark place, not a heavy, heavy kind of dark place, because I've got good friends and family around me. And you know, I didn't really kind of tell too much or show too much of my upsetness, I suppose. But yeah, I thought it was the right thing to do at the time, and it really wasn't. And do you know what? There's so much more to life than, you know, football. And it wasn't even closing the door on football. There could have been other possibilities, you know, which I kind of did do at the time. I played for other teams. But at the time, I just thought that's the end of my world, which is quite sad to think about it, to be honest with you.
Oh, my word. What can be done to fix the problems at the heart of this?
Well, do you know what? Look, this is why we set PlayersNet up. It's been running for, you know, 3 or 4 years now. I've just got involved in the last kind of year or two. Really, really good people involved. We've got Pete Lowe, who was a Man City coach, the youth team coach for many, many years, and Simon Andrew, who was released at Manchester United at a young age for an injury. So we've got good people there. And that's the reason why we set this up, because we honestly don't think there's enough support service from the FA to kind of support this. So, this is what we're about, and we're proper people, and we just want to help people. Eventually, we want to get into a situation where we're going to get funded, because we're all doing this, for free. We're not getting paid for this. It's a case of we want to get it to a level where we get enough kind of traction, enough kind of media awareness, and then hopefully we can get enough funding so we can actually run this properly and get more people involved and grow it. But we're here to help people. I have to say, Pete Lowe especially, he's just absolutely fantastic at giving that support to people. And we're already involved in a few cases alone, actually, quite high profile ones, actually, at the moment. So we're making good progress.
What should young people and their parents keep in mind before getting involved in the game?
Well, looking back, me being very, very young at the time, I just thought the sport is just, it's just football. That's all it is. Just concentrating football on the pitch and that's it. But looking back and still, obviously to this day and being involved in football for a long time, there's much more to just playing football on the pitch. It's facing rejection. It's, facing criticism. Online now, when I was young, when I was 15, 16, we didn't really have any, Facebook or Twitter or anything like that. But these days, social media plays such a powerful part in many, many people's lives. And I think it's very easy for somebody, as we've seen, to just criticise people online if they've had a bad performance or if they're not quite, up to the standards of the fans' expectations. They just get absolutely slandered. So I think there's many elements to it, Luke, to be honest with you. So I think you've got to be quite strong-minded. You've got to have good people around you. And I think you've just got to be focused and the realisation of what football is and the actual bigger circle of it. It's not just playing on the pitch.